Hello again. I thought we were gonna talk for a bit today. You see, when I was younger, I was a total bottom. I didn't have one dominant bone in my body. And I liked it that way. But I guess things change. People change. I definitely have. Yes, I've become more open to things. I've always thought of myself as, well, I mean, as straight as anyone can be, but I don't know, these past few years, I wouldn't call myself bisexual or anything, but I don't know, it just doesn't feel as important. The gender itself. I mean, I kind of, this is all theoretical, but I kind of feel, I don't know, if I were to, to meet someone really special, I mean, I wouldn't care if that person was, a guy or a girl or transsexual, really. This is kind of novel to me. Anyway, yeah, the bottom and top thing. Getting back to that, I hadn't thought about it really before, but I don't know. I was talking about it. With a friend of mine, and just realize that I'm not strictly bottom anymore. I mean, if I were to define what topping and bottom is to me, I'd say that it depends on whose body I'm using, to give pleasure. When I'm subbing, I use my own body to please you, but when I'm domming, I'm using your body to please you. I mean, and yeah, the end result of me being the giver is the same, but I gotta say that I drive immense amounts of pleasure from this. And I mean, this doesn't mean I don't enjoy receiving also, obviously. I'm not that selfless. There is I don't know, maybe you could call it a kink, I'm not sure. But one of the best things, it's such a turn on, when I'm topping, that is, that's like, fingering the guy's ass while while sucking his cock, especially if he's never done it before. Maybe he's on, the fence of whether to try it or not. And I just hope that he gives me the chance. Give me the opportunity of turning you into putty in my hands and just watch you fucking lose it. I'm not into like degradation, humiliation, or sadism. I'm more like I'm soft and encouraging, maybe loving. I don't know. I don't know. I want to take care of you, I guess. Maybe, maybe offer you a back rub. Although there might not be all that much massaging going on, really. I'm just seeing myself, slipping and sliding along your back, all oily. But I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, like, I mean, that's a pretty sensual sensation, like, gliding and rubbing my oiled hands and tits all over you, getting you all relaxed and turn on, hopefully, before moving down to your cheeks. Letting my fingers occasionally dip in between just until you almost subconsciously start arching your back and I finally get access to what I've been waiting for. On your knees, baby. Ass up. Head down. Kiss and maybe nip a bit. Your cute little butt. Spreading your cheeks apart. What is mine. Use the flat of my tongue, just licking broad strokes all over that tight little rim. It's clenched tightly now, but I'll coax it into loosening up, letting me in. Cheeks for me, baby. I'll stroke your cock. can tell when you're ready for more. This is when I'll move further down. Just rubbing my tongue against your taint. Languid circles. Lifting up your balls to my mouth. Just giving them some loving too. Turn around. On your back. Make some room between your legs for me. Yeah, like that. Oh, good boy. I've been so looking forward to this. Just gently squeezing your cock from root to tip. Closing my soft, full lips around the head. Tasting that delicious pre-cum. I start just slowly bobbing my head on your cock. Each downward slide, taking in a little bit more. While massaging and rubbing your asshole and taint with my wet thumb. Inside of my lips and on my tongue. Wetly rubbing against your frenulum and on the side of your shaft. Until you bump against the back of my throat. And I have to make a conscious effort of relaxing my jaw and throat and push down further. The urge to gag, but I swallow instead to suppress the urge. And that's when I hear it. Deep moan I've been waiting for. Just wrenched from you and feeling my throat constrict around the head of your cock. The swallowing motion slightly tugging on it. Oh, fuck. When I hear that moan, I know you're ready, and I back off from your cock with my mouth and let that sloppy, thick saliva that can only be produced from deep throating dribble back onto your shaft, and stroking it with my hand while spitting in my other hand, preparing to penetrate you with one finger. Look at me, baby. Are you ready? Just circle my fingertip around the rim of your hole and start sucking your cock again. Oh. Painstakingly slowly, I fuck my finger deeper and deeper into your tight ass, listening to your breathing, making sure that you're still on board with this. That's the whole finger. Not bad at all, eh? I'm just going to fuck you slowly with it. Just in and out. Until you've gotten used to the feeling. While sucking, swallowing, and gagging on your cock. Ready for another finger? Push out your asshole just a little. It'll open up easier. Some initial discomfort, but it doesn't hurt, does it? I'll just Just swirl my tongue around your cock head and until you've relaxed enough for me to move my fingers. Good now. I'll start slow with just small movements at first. Is that okay? How about if I do this? I push them in as far as I can reach, curling them slightly, looking for that spot. You definitely let me know when I found it. I just pounce on your cock with my mouth again. Rhythmically fucking it with my fingers and massaging your prostate. Oh, fuck. You're just oozing pre-cum. It's a steady stream now. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, fuck. I fucking love you being so verbal. Vocal. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's so hot. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Moan for me. To grab a fistful of my hair and just shove my head down in her cock and fucking make it come. Oh, fuck. I don't think this was really a ramble fap. I don't know where I was. I don't know where I was actually going to take it, but this was somewhat of a surprise. In my defense, though, I'm ovulating in a few days, so I'm like deliriously horny. Yeah, I think I'll wash my hands of this and chalk it up to that. Oh fuck. All right. I hope you liked it. I don't know if I can stomach listening back to this. I don't know if the audio is all wonky and stuff. I apologize beforehand. But well, thanks for listening, and yes, maybe you'll be back next time, even though this audio turned out to be unnecessarily long. Sorry about that. Yeah. Thank you and good night.